Hey, listen up, idiots. This is your spoiler warning. Also, you might get offended, so warning for that too, you idiots.
Hello, my name is Kyle.
And my name is Ryan.
And when our powers combine, we form
Experience Grind podcast.
As far as I know, the only podcast that goes to the places to talk to the people that you didn't know you wanted to hear from.
Sure, we'll go with that.
It's a new one. These are always on the fly. Nice. So hi, guys.
They're almost never good.
No,
either.
Never, so ever. We're actually on location today. We're joined by two very fantastic guests, Jeremy and Chelsea. I did it right, right?
Right.
All right. We got Jeremy. We got Chelsea.
Perfect.
Chelsea's very pretty, I must say. No.
What?
Chelsea's very pretty, right?
Oh, okay. You pointed at Jeremy. I gotcha.
Yeah, that's the joke. The people that are listening can't see these. And
that's a great
visual gag
on audio.
He's Chelsea. I'm Jeremy.
Okay. Yes, correct. No.
As we establish.
So we're here at the brand new... I get Barcade is how these things are classified, right?
So Barcade's actually trademarked.
Oh, it is. Of course it is.
It was opened a long time ago, so this is an arcade bar called the Cade.
Man, that's so a smart move on somebody's part.
It's a Kleenex nose tissue situation.
Yeah.
Okay, so Barcade
Coffin
is trademarked.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That is pretty crazy.
Something so general.
Right.
There's always got to be somebody, though.
Yeah.
I mean. Yeah. But yeah, we're at the arcade bar that just opened up here in Bloomington, Indiana. That's our hometown.
Uh-huh.
And
your hometown.
Yeah, you're from not from here.
Nope. Not from here, don't live here. But it's our hometown.
It's where we're based out of. So I guess first up, man, like what drove you guys into getting into this? Over just like a bar in general.
So my dad opened the Vid 37 years ago.
Okay.
I've been running the Vid for a long time. Mm-hmm. And 7 years ago, when I moved home from San Diego, they had a lot of arcade bars out there.
Yeah.
And so I came home with these aspirations of opening an arcade bar at the age of 21, and Dad was like, you know, not yet. You're not ready. So then, I don't know, what, 5 months ago?
Yeah.
He came to me, and he was like, so you still want to get an arcade game? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
So he said, all right, pick it out, choose which one you want, and let's just start small. So first game was NBA Jam. And then after I had it sitting in here, people would just be walking by being like, oh, what, NBA Jam?
Of course,
And then all the reps wanted to start playing it with us down here. So then I explained to him, again, this is going to be a really big deal. Let's just do it. And so he let me pull the trigger with Chels, and we've been going hard. All the work. Yeah, built all the tables and built the benches and drive to St. Louis all the time, go pick up games. And
really? So why St. Louis?
It's been fun. It's, the guy does really good work out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's like, does he repair them and sell them? Or?
Yep, refurb.
Okay, refurb. Okay. Like, so obviously arcade bars are gaining in a lot of popularity. Why do you think that is?
Well, I mean, the nature of bars, right, is a form of entertainment plus socializing plus alcohol. So if your entertainment is a piano and people come up and sing, it is what it is. Upstairs, we've been doing pool and darts for a long time, and that's been successful.
It's pretty the staple of a bar, yeah.
Exactly. It's just like old school games. So why are they making a comeback? It beats me. They're a lot of fun, and we didn't really we didn't have access. I mean, did you grow up in Bloomington?
Yeah, well, down in Bedford.
Yeah, so when I was growing up here, we had Aladdin's Castle, which turned into Sultan's Castle, and then the Pizza Hut on the east side.
That's what I had as a kid, was
and the
Pizza
movie
Hut.
Theater and the bowling alley.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so, but those were only like half arcades. And so those were a lot of fun. I used to go there all the time, and then they all went out of business because a quarter at a time, you're not making your money.
No. Mm-hmm.
But people still love the games. It's just that they can't play them anymore because there's nowhere to go play them.
Yeah.
So I think once you combine it with drinks, liquor drinks, then that's enough to support the business, and then you set the games to free play, and everybody gets to have fun while they're drinking. It's a form of entertainment.
I think part of it, too, is probably just the age of the general, like people my age.
Exactly.
I mean, we grew up playing these.
Yep.
Now we're old enough to drink. It's like coming back at the perfect time. I mean,
we get a lot of like 40, 50, 60 year old dudes in here that will just destroy some of these games.
Oh, I'm sure.
And these kids are like, how do I get the high score on Galaga?
Our realtor has a high score.
Not anymore, actually.
Really?
Wesson, who's 42, just beat it.
Nice. Yeah.
So yeah, it's all these.
As you've been running the Cade so far, and it's only been open 1 week,
week
now,
and a half,
it'll
right?
Be
yeah, it'll be 2 weeks on Friday.
2 weeks on Friday. Okay,
that's tomorrow.
One, congratulations. That's
thank you.
Yeah, that
great.
Is really awesome.
Thank you. As soon as I heard there's going to be an arcade bar in Bloomington, I was really excited.
Yeah, it's fun.
But since it's been open, what is the most impressive kind of gaming feat you've seen here? Like, speaking of high scores and that kind of thing.
Personally, when our realtor got 158 on Galaga in his first try, and then he was like, all right, that's good for now.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, damn, dude.
Like a subtle diss, like, oh, yeah, I yeah. Gotta, I'll come back.
Not, yeah, exactly. He texted me, and he was like, I'll come get 200,000 next week.
Like, that was just a warm-up.
Exactly.
He hadn't played it in years.
Yeah, it'd been like 35 like, years.
Yeah. What, muscle memory, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
It's weird how some of those things just kind of stay in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, especially these old, I mean, they are simpler. They're easy to pick up, but hard to master.
Yep,
and I
exactly.
think that's another big thing that pushes arcades
yep.
in general. Like that, and just like co-op or fight. I know you guys got a Street Fighter cab.
Street Fighter 2 championship.
Oh, it's a champion. Okay, yeah. So
just any Street Fighter.
Yeah,
too.
It's the best one.
Have you guys seen any like hardcore throwdowns on that? Like people throwing money, wanting to wager?
No, gambling question. In bars is. Highly illegal.
Oh, fair enough. Jeez.
Yeah, that's why you don't
so
see
if
any.
So we did see
no
it,
casinos.
We'd
if we see
have
that,
to
then we have to shut it down.
Stop it. Yeah,
but nice. Yeah, friendly it's wagers over there for like who has to go ask
the
girl
nice
for
round.
Her phone number or
okay.
you know like fun dares we like that.
Okay. Okay.
We also have a lot of board games and one of them is Uno Dare and that's been pretty interesting.
Yeah.
You see people doing weird stuff and then you're like, what? They're playing Uno.
Okay.
Jenga's a lot of fun. I love
yeah.
watching people get excited about yeah. Jenga.
That shit gets intense,
it looks
too,
especially
man.
Cool on these infinity tables when you've got the Jenga tower standing
yeah,
up
bouncing.
Here.
So you made
yeah.
all these, too?
Yep.
That's very nice. Yeah. Ryan was very impressed with those as soon as we sat down.
I did gush over the table as soon as I sat down. I went straight past all the arcade cabinets. I was like, oh, my God, these tables. These
so
are fantastic.
I wanted it to
you
be more than just an arcade bar, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
we didn't want to just have arcade games because that's every arcade bar that we've gone to for market research has been very, like, a lot of arcade games, and then a couple drinks.
Yeah.
So if you guys looked at our menu, we've got specified drinks toward the type of crowd that we're going for here. And I also think that's another reason that these are popping up so much, because nerd culture is totally coming back.
Oh, yeah.
We have a Think Geek in the mall. There's all these yeah. dope video games that are coming out, like Skyrim, virtual reality now, which is amazing. And it's not just video games for like nerds like it was back in the day. Now you've got anything
biggest...
you can think of. Madden
yeah.
is for like... The bro from high school, you know? And then we've got, like, I love to play it, too.
Yeah.
And then we've got, like, Super Smash Brothers, which I used to play when I was 11, and now I'm over here battling it out at 28 with
so
other people.
I did see you have the TV set up, too, so that's yeah. for more, like, things like that, right?
Exactly. Concepts. We wanted to have, like, a basement vibe, you know what I mean?
I like that, too,
so it's like
it
you're hanging
has
out.
That.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to have, like, you know, like, tournaments and things like
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah, eventually.
With, like, giveaways?
Yep.
That would be awesome.
We're starting small
yeah.
and going big, because it's already... It's insane some nights in here. So I feel like if we overwhelm the customers with too many cool things, it might just be like too much, you know?
Yeah.
So just bringing them in slowly. So tomorrow we're doing our Christmas party,
yeah.
unveiling a new cabinet. And it's the first cosplay night that I think Bloomington's seen in freaking...
A long time.
Yeah. I mean, they do like the Krampus Walk, which is super cool. But yeah, yeah there's nothing
horror,
around here.
A horror festival here too.
Yeah.
Yep. Those guys are pretty cool.
Oh,
but
yeah,
I haven't seen them for
and
a while.
I think a zombie walk maybe
yeah.
around Halloween.
But I'm just yeah. excited to see a bunch of people dressed up like Star Wars characters.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's
yeah.
gonna be awesome.
Jeremy is very strict about Halloween being only
so
being only scary costumes. So he's like, but I like to dress up, so
let's
do
cosplay. The whole point
of
Halloween was to scare away demons or something so your crops could come back, you know? Like, I'm pretty sure that was, like, the origin of Halloween, and now it's turned into this, like, oh, I'm going to dress up like a nurse.
So,
like, what?
Yeah.
That's not, are you a murderous nurse?
That's
I need something scary.
Silent Hill nurse could totally work.
Yeah, it'd be great.
I'm
tired of seeing the basketball players on Halloween, you know?
Yeah.
Or like even Jedi's. I'm like, that's dope. That's a really cool outfit, but that's not scary.
Yeah.
So now we're giving them a reason to dress up.
So what were you for Halloween this year then?
I did The Purge.
Okay.
I wore this mask, I had a bloody baseball bat.
Okay, I can get that.
Yeah.
yeah.
It's awesome. Because you have to, when you're bartending, you have to think about your costume. Because
yeah.
if it's too big, then you can't really move around.
No. Mm-hmm.
And it's a busy night at Halloween, so you got to be able to like really move.
I was. Yeah. Bellatrix Lestrange.
Very nice. Okay.
Always fun.
Go on the Harry Potter vibe. Yeah. I'm sure a lot of people really get that.
I didn't get that. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
My blind spot. I've seen
Harry Potter?
Movies, but I don't know.
Have you not read them?
Intimately? No, I didn't.
She's
they're quick read. They're great.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
They're so good. You just fly through them.
They actually are a lot better than I thought they would be.
Oh, yeah.
The Harry Potter books, I'm now waiting for first kid. And then we're going to read them together with the kid.
That'd
and
be
I
want
to have that be my first experience.
Kid on the way?
No, I'm just going to wait. No. No kid on the way. It might never happen. I might never read the books. But this is what
Maybe
I'm going
you should,
out for.
Adopt a dog.
I do. Dogs but she's love not Harry a good Potter. Listener. Our dog's an ass.
Dogs love Harry Potter.
But funny. Let's go back to the start of the Cade. And you said you started with one machine, then you slowly expanded. How did you pick the games you wanted in the first cropping of games? Like,
what was your process like?
I'm a big nerd, and I thought about what I would want here. And obviously, I didn't want this to be my arcade, you know what I mean? It's an arcade for the people. Mm-hmm. So I tried to, personally, I would have rather had Mortal Kombat. But when I got online and started asking around, everybody was Street Fighter, Street Fighter, Street Fighter.
Street
so I was
Fighter.
Like, all right, we got to get Street Fighter then. And then at that, I'm like, all right, which Street Fighter? Because you have to have at least one fighter in your... in your arcade, you know? If you don't have a fighting game, what's... So we needed a fighter, a shooter, a driver, and then I wanted some classics, and I wanted some new age. So it'd be a little bit of everything. So whenever you're walking around, if you get bored of playing Asteroids, then you can up it to Galaga, and if that gets boring, you can go play Star Fox on the 64.
Fair enough.
So it just keeps on... I wanted to have, like, progression levels of old to new, and also just a good array.
Just one from each genre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make sure everybody's represented equally.
Yeah, right. That's good.
If a 50-year-old walks in, he's going to be like, oh, those are my two favorite games. And then when kids are walking in, they're like, I used to play NBA Jam, but I didn't know it was an arcade game. So.
Yeah, man, I don't know how.
It's fun.
Know. They used to have it at the comic store when I was a kid. Yep. And putting in the coats to get Bill Clinton. I remember those days.
Yep.
So I guess starting from those, what would be the ultimate dream cabinet? Like, what is the number one you would love to have? If you don't have it.
We've got a couple on the wish
list. Yeah, there's
list.
A lot on the wish list.
Definitely want Rampage at some point.
Rampage is coming for sure at some point.
Probably
the
adding
old school, like, 8-bit Rampage.
Yeah, with the three joysticks, you got the wolf, the gorilla, and the crocodile.
Yeah.
Or alligator.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, so that's one that we've been
the
wanting
lizard.
For a long time.
That's what I was
the lizard.
I think there you go. Lizzie too.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, it is Lizzie. Right, yeah, but it's totally a crocodile. George, Lizzie,
and Ralph.
Ralph.
Nice.
That's the wolf. Yeah. Good job.
So dream cabinet, the original Star Wars cabinet from A New Hope, the one that has the green vector lines.
Yeah.
And all you do is shoot down TIE fighters
yellow.
And then blow up.
No, they're green. They might be.
But anyway, they had a sit down version and a stand up version, and that game is really hard to find, really hard to maintain, and. Up on my wish list real high.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you talk about
Tron is another one.
Like, what goes into maintaining one of these? Like, is that something that you can
do? That's what I've been doing, yeah.
Yeah?
So I've taken them all apart, and I've redone a lot of things. So I've, like, fixed screens, taken the whole thing pretty much apart, like all the guts, taken them out and put them back in just so I knew how. Fixing the joysticks, adding buttons, fixing buttons. Reloading screens, getting into the menu is hard enough sometimes. I mean, when I first got it, I was like, how the hell do I make this free play or whatever? So then I learned how to bypass this switch and put a button here so it'll be that switch. And
which is also, like, one of the reasons why we keep going back to Missouri to get the games, because the guy that we buy them from has been super helpful in showing us
really awesome.
How to work on our games. So.
And yesterday he actually sent me down and showed me how to put in the coin mech. So I took out a coin mech that wasn't working properly, which we're doing free play, so I guess we don't really need coin mechs at this point, but I'm just a curious individual. So I had him sit down with me, and I was like, all right, let's take this apart and put it back together, and it was way easier than I thought it was.
Yeah?
Yep.
What is a coin mech for someone who does not know arcade machines very intimately?
When you put the quarter into the slot that says 25 cents, it drops down into this little mechanism, and then it weeds out, basically, if it's a dime, nickel, or penny, it'll send it through this slot, and if it's a quarter, then it goes down the perfect slot, and then it drops into the quarter bucket inside of the cabinet.
Okay.
So sometimes those will get jammed, which fixing a jam is easy, but taking it out and putting it back in is a whole nother beast. But once I learned it actually is very simple. I just wasn't using gravity to my advantage. Gotta watch out for that
old
stuff.
Standby.
Gravity.
Right.
the number one cause of our problems. So we're talking about what's your dream cabinets to have here. What is, are, were any of those your favorite cabinets of all time? Like,
what, when I was growing up?
Yeah. What's your favorite arcade cabinet?
Oh man.
Or one that you have like, great memories of.
Metal Slug was a lot of fun when I was growing up.
He just experienced Metal Slug
Loved
for the first time.
Love Metal Slug.
Nice. They're hard, but they're a lot of fun.
Oh, dude, it's so much fun. And they've got like, what, 20 of them now?
There's a lot.
Worms Armageddon was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Do they have Worms in an arcade setting?
I don't think they do, but that is one that I definitely want to get for a 64.
Sure, okay, there we go. I was like, man, I've never heard of a Worms arcade.
It's so hard to find, though. 64 Worms.
I believe it, man.
Yeah, they're expensive.
I was always into the X-Men arcade game.
Yep, oh, we got that one.
We have it.
Yeah. X-Men is a lot of fun, but once I started playing it at 28, I was like, wait a minute, there's only two buttons.
Yeah, of course, man. There's not
jump and punch. But it's the story is incredible.
Yeah.
And the music, the like techno.
Playing it with like a group of people is cool when you've got the whole team going. That's what really...
Have you ever played Gauntlet?
Oh, yeah.
Gauntlet's cool.
Gauntlet in the arcade. I loved Gauntlet 64.
Yep.
Gauntlet Legends.
Yeah. Yep.
Right? Or was that Gauntlet
that was GameCube.
Was that GameCube? Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, those are great arcade experiences.
Mine
is. What about you? Yeah.
Mario Brothers. Just super simple. Yeah. And I mean, and we have it. That's probably partly due.
The versus Mario Brothers, where you have to knock down all the turtles.
Yep.
Yes,
one.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, I used to play that with my brothers, so that's like fond memories for me.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I happen to be decent at it, so that helps.
It's always fun to be good at something.
We used to do this thing, we had a YouTube channel where we would challenge each other to games, and he'd beat the shit out of me in that Mario one.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
It's the timing.
It really is, Yeah.
That's awesome.
So you're talking about how good you were at Mario. What is one arcade game that you would say is your best at and you could challenge anyone at? And this is for both of you. I'd like an answer from both of you.
Yours is Tappers, by
far. I just set the high score on Tapper.
Tappers, I saw that too, and that's a pretty unique one to have. But
it's fun.
It's one you got to have here too.
Tapper's a lot of fun. Yeah.
Budweiser, they actually stopped making that and turned it into root beer.
Of course.
Because they were encouraging children to drink beer, which is super weird.
I don't get it.
But now they...
But you can shoot humans on Area 51, and that's totally fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Or Maximum Force. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah,
or Space Invaders, or any of the games. That's why Pac-Man is such a hit.
But don't show boobs, don't give drugs to kids.
Yeah, no problems.
Blow off all of their body parts, that's fine.
It's great.
It's such a weird, weird device.
That's America for you.
Yep.
What
so yeah, Tapper. Burger Time right now as well, but I definitely can't take anyone in Burger Time. I know there's somebody out there that's going to come in here one day and just get like 150,000.
I hated Burger Time as a kid, man.
I love Burger Time. Oh, it's so much fun. I
fucking hated
it.
It's hard.
I've ever played Burger Time.
I had it for the NES.
So I don't know much about
that one.
It's awesome. That's what that mural is right there.
Oh,
the hot dog is coming up to eat.
Jaws Burger Time mashup. Pretty great.
What's his name? Peter.
I did not put together this Burger Pepper. Time, but now I like that even better.
Isn't that cool?
That's really awesome. Yeah.
Was that commissioned specifically for the kid, or was this a piece you saw and you're like, I've got to have that for the
bar? I went and found a guy who's incredible at art, Logan Richards, I Heart Toys on Instagram.
Oh, nice.
He does a really good job. So
it's
a
huge piece too, man.
He wanted to do it for free. He's like the coolest dude ever. He's just all about having artwork out in the world. So he wanted to give us all this free art, and I was like, no, man, I'm totally gonna pay you.
Yeah.
Like, and that was the first time he'd ever done that big of a mural. So he crushed it.
That's really nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, maybe.
And now he's coming up with some. We're gonna do a limited edition T-shirt release.
Very nice.
We'll have probably like 30 to 50 prints of each one of these shirts, and he's drawing us drunk arcade game characters. So it'll be like Donkey Kong sitting at the bar, wasted, and then that'll be like, you know, volume one, and then onward.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what he comes up with.
I like it too. Like, it's that's something that'll just keep people coming back.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Which, exactly.
I mean, that's got to be a big part too. I think you guys will do very well with that though. I mean, this location. It's pretty fucking great.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty laid back, open, cool city.
Yep.
Which is exactly like the vibe we want to put out. Like a friend's basement, but also very comfortable. Everybody's welcome.
Yeah, our house rules are very...
respect, you know, just respect.
respect all games and people, play like a kid, act like an adult.
I like that.
No drinks, no on games, and no eating and gaming. Keep the games fresh.
Yeah, of course.
And then if there's a glitch, please snitch. Because we got to know what's up.
Yeah.
So I love it when people come up to the bar, so they're like, I don't know if this is a glitch or not, but blah, 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 blah.
How often are they glitches? Or is it just something like, I died?
I had a sticky button that I had to take apart the other day, and a little grindy, sandy joystick that I just need to hit with some WD-40. Sometimes the games will freeze.
Okay.
Just like when I turned Tapper on today, it wouldn't come on, so you just have to reboot it.
Yeah.
Simple.
Did people really complain about a sticky joystick?
Yeah, exactly.
Did they?
Well, no, it wouldn't complain.
Not complain.
It's like sandy. Like it's got a grind to it, and that's what we need.
This is like that guy who set that 158 record, right? It was him. It was like, the joystick sticks a little bit.
Yeah, it's
like,
not working.
That's the one who knows.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I mean, the thing with those sticky button was it was Gauntlet, the wizard, just like continually kept firing.
Fireballs.
So like, you can't move and fire.
Okay.
So it was like immobility.
Yeah, it's gonna ruin somebody's time.
No fun.
Yeah. Going for the
wizard needs to move.
Have you guys ever thought about putting up some like Kiss posters, things like that?
Kiss.
Yeah. So yeah,
French basement.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've been thinking about that. Not Kiss particularly. I want to go even more
because
nerd
they're
culture,
a horrible
less rock.
Band. It's okay.
They're not a horrible band.
They're a horrible band.
Kiss is a lot of fun.
I'm thinking about putting up some lightsabers here and there.
Okay.
I've got ideas.
Yeah.
A lot of ideas.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
yeah.
Everything in here was our idea. Everything you see was designed by us and built by us. So it was a lot, and we wanted to open as quickly as we could to get it out there because this should have been out a long time ago. So, like, I've started with that giant TV projector over there.
Yeah.
I wanted to do that for so long, so I made the projector look like a huge old tube TV.
I love the art, the composite input for it, the yellow, red, white. It's just that attention to detail. It's great. I love
funny
it.
That's what, everything
is,
in here.
Those little, those input buttons are keg. Covers.
Keg caps.
Really?
Yeah. Just pop them off the keg, and I was like looking through. I was like, "What can I?" Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I've got a lot of ideas to try and keep it fresh, but I just don't want to overwhelm people.
Yeah,
you know?
I get that.
And also, the way that you keep it cool is like if you do it all at once and just make it really cool right away, and then there's not really any room for progression.
Yeah.
So like, if I add a lightsaber this month and then throw in another one next month on that wall, and then
And like Logan's doing some more artwork for
us. Yeah, more murals will be coming in.
He'll be on the wall. He'll be on the walls. So he'll have revolving artwork on the walls, which will be super
cool. And I'm also
going to
come up with a poster we're going to put behind the wall, or behind the bar, that's going to have it framed. It's just going to say, your art here. You remember when you were kids, you'd read magazines like Sports Illustrated or whatever.
Gamer
and then people would like,
EGM.
They would draw pictures
and
they'd send it in. Yeah, so that's what
that's
I want
really
here,
tight.
Except for behind the bar.
That's really awesome.
And we'll rotate it through. Whoever gets their picture put up, we'll give them some kind of maybe a t-shirt, maybe a mug from the Cade, something.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've got a lot of ideas.
There's a lot, man. I really like this.
It's fun. It's overwhelming sometimes. I want to do it all at once.
Yeah.
I've got to slow down and breathe, you know.
So like,
that's where I come in.
What is your ultimate plan? Like, are you going to have like, you know, things every week, something every month, like you.
So if you do it every week, it loses its coolness. So this will be our first cosplay party, the Star Wars Christmas party. The first place costume will get to unwrap the new arcade game and play it first. And they're also getting two tickets to the Star Wars movie. And then second place will get a lightsaber and some other goodies we're going to be throwing in.
Very nice.
Some secret presents. But we're going to have a Christmas tree with all kinds of presents underneath, and it'll be presents for the Cade. So I didn't want to just, like, buy all these things that are really cool, like one of those Super Nintendo consoles that's revamped now.
Those.
So I wanted one of those, but it's not for me. It's not for her.
Okay.
It's for the people. So we're going to wrap up these presents and let our customers come in and open the Christmas presents. So that'll be our first like party. Hopefully that goes really well, and if it does, then I've got plans for a Valentine's Day party where I want to do a couples cosplay night.
Okay.
And I'd love to see like Mr. and Mrs. Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Maybe
Mario and Peach.
Oh, who knows? Anybody. they don't have to be arcade game characters either, you know? It could be anything. You do Final Fantasy, or you could do...
Luke and Leia, best power couple, right?
Yeah, it's cute.
Or Padme and Anakin.
What do we do? Daenerys and Jon.
He likes Padme.
Because Natalie Portman, or because it's a well-written, well-fleshed-out character?
Natalie Portman.
I'm with you.
Now, on Clone Wars, the cartoon series, Padme is even more amazing. I don't know if you watched it, but she's pretty great. A boss.
Uh-huh. Everybody's way cooler in the cartoon movies.
Anakin is so awesome in that show.
They bring back Darth Maul.
Yeah, and then Darth Maul's so cool.
It's
but then
awesome.
They get into episode 3, and it's like, what the fuck happened, Anakin? You were such a badass. You just took down, like, an entire Star Destroyer with the Force, and now you're being a little crybaby, getting your ass beat by Obi-Wan?
Well, I mean, in his defense, he doesn't like sand. It's coarse, and it gets everywhere.
And before Obi-Wan, he's only fought children at that point, younglings. So
yeah, that's true.
It's not
that's
much
true.
Of a...
Well, no, on Clone Wars, though, he goes to town on everyone.
Yeah.
And he takes out Count Dooku before he fights Obi.
That's right. He gets the head off. I forgot about
Bye-bye.
That.
Yeah.
It's a dark moment for a Star Wars movie.
Have you guys seen the new one?
We have. Have you?
Twice.
I saw it twice,
IMAX
too,
and Bloomington.
It's a divisive one.
Yeah.
I liked it. I liked it a lot. There was a couple weird things.
Yeah.
But overall, I thought they did a great job again. I feel like the acting is so much better this round than it was in the 1, 2, 3.
Of course, yeah. It blows up away.
And I don't even think it's acting. If you look, you've got freaking Ewan McGregor, and they had Liam Neeson, and they had Natalie Portman. They had some power to work with.
And they, but yeah, I mean, we.
But it was obviously the directing and
obviously,
the lines
very
were just
obviously,
trash.
Yes.
But yeah, I feel like the new ones, I've seen a lot of bad reviews, and I'm like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
The acting, really? Benicio Del Toro killed it.
Yeah, he was the best part of that movie for me.
I thought he was great.
Yeah.
He was easily my favorite part.
Yep.
We actually did our Star Wars episode last week.
Oh, so you guys have already talked about it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cool, yeah, the omnipresence that the Jedi do is f-ing amazing.
It was a...
Cool power. I mean, that's a...
It showed us
you can do
something
Kyle
we had
seems
never seen before. And
that was
awesome.
Not so
undecided.
Into it. Yeah, yeah.
You didn't like the omnipresence?
I didn't like 8 overall as a great. Like, I don't think it was a great movie. Like, it's a pretty good. It's way better than the prequels. But just as a movie, I don't know. It's kind of all over the place for me. There's, like, it's super a lot happening in the first act. And then the second act is this long, slow spaceship chase through space. And I don't know. It's just the tone's kind of all over the place for me.
The tone I got from it was war sucks. And
I like that part.
What happens with war, and they never actually
you
brought that to
like
light.
You sound like George R. Martin right now.
They did, though.
I really
like
that was my favorite part.
They showed like the child slavery, and they showed the beating of the animals, and then they had all of these. There was only 400 rebels left, and then they literally, there's what, like 20 now?
Yeah.
So they all got killed. I mean, I feel like they did a good job of being like, all right, this is what it's really like. No more.
And that's what I like with Benicio when he's on the ship and he's like going through the Empire. And he's like, and then an X-Wing pops up. He's like, oh.
Yeah, they do both.
Like, what's this? Arms dealers don't give a shit.
Whose ship that was, and they still haven't. I feel like that was something. There was something there that they kind of.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think
whose
they
is
may
it?
Have cut it out. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I've got no idea whose it is.
I'm not sure either.
I'm super, his role was pretty confusing. I was hoping he was going to be the one in the AT-ST at the end.
I was too.
I mean, BB-8 was dope.
It was still cool.
Yeah.
But it would have been better if it was Benicio Del Toro.
I hope he comes back.
He will. They
feel
have to.
Like
they
that's why he was placed here.
They wouldn't get him in
it
and then not use him.
He was pretty great.
It's going to be Rian Johnson's trilogy of movies. It's all based on Benicio Del Toro's character.
All right, now I'm back on. I'm signed up. We're all about Benicio now? Yeah.
Going on to your point, though, about war sucks and like that's the movie, I felt like this was the first Star Wars that felt like a war. Happening.
Yeah, same here.
And
exactly.
Not just like adventure moments and
exactly. Thank
like
you.
Like it felt kind of dreary and bleak.
Which says more than even the Clone Wars.
Pretty much cried the
it's
whole
just
time.
The Clone Wars did not feel that way. Oh god, yeah.
No, dude.
Whatever that was.
That was just murder.
Yeah. But I feel like we have gone way off of
we
the debate
but that's kind of
wild.
We are
not. Sorry, that's why we're here. These are the kind of conversations we want to happen in
and anybody
this environment.
That listens to our show knows we go off on tangents constantly.
Yeah.
It's totally fun.
Read some kids trading
what
Pokemon
space
cards
is for.
In the other day.
Really?
I loved that. I was like, that's awesome. And if that continues to happen, I'll definitely bring in Pokemon card tournaments.
Nice.
That was like one of our. We would play. We would. literally have Pokemon hours. Battles with our own decks.
Yep. Really?
I mean, we're sitting here, I'm like 24, and he's like 27 at the time.
Very easy to learn.
We're just like trading cards across the dining room table. Pretty great.
Nothing wrong with that.
I think that's how I'm going to motivate the employees here as well, with packs of Pokemon cards.
Really?
Whoever sells the most t-shirts tonight, you get
this. I like
that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Might be a holograph in there.
Everything is incentivized still back towards nerd culture.
Yeah.
I really, really appreciate that, man. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
The one thing, you know, I'm never one to tell you how to do your business, but I would like to see...
Everybody does.
Like...
also, he's already suggested Kiss poster, so take it with a grain of salt.
But no, like, I want... one thing that I like is competition in gaming, and I can't get it almost anywhere.
Game tournaments, yeah.
I would love...
Fucking humble brag, bitch.
No, I didn't say I was good at him. I just said I like competition. I like playing people. All right,
which one
people.
Are you doing?
Whatever.
You want to play?
I'm not recommending any... I just would like to see this place be almost more of a tournament hub, too. Like, you could host things like that.
It absolutely will.
And that would be fucking awesome.
It absolutely will. What's happening right now, though, we've been so packed. It starts... We've been opening at 5 just on the Christmas break right now because we've been freaking exhausted. I mean, 80 hours a week for 4 months.
That's insane.
It's nonstop work here.
Yeah.
You guys opened right around holiday season.
Yeah, and that was kind of the plan, though, so we could train the bartenders while it was slower. So imagine right now, right? So we're pretty packed every night.
Yeah.
And then when the students get back, I'm sure it'll... We're doing a really good job of weeding out the type of customers we want here. So you don't have to worry about somebody coming up and being an asshole to your girlfriend or somebody abusing the machines, anything like that. That's why the rule is respect all games and people. If you don't do that, I will kick you out, period. Like, no questions asked.
Zero tolerance. Awesome.
Yeah, zero tolerance.
Good.
Like, act like an adult or leave. It's very simple. It's a bar. We didn't make it 18 and older. We made it 21 and older after your age. So... Eventually, right now, we do have a lot of people. So for a tournament to happen in here, I'm afraid what would happen is there would be a lot of people like competitively gaming over there at 8 p.m. And then a party of 40 would come in and it wouldn't be the right... I want to have like tournament nights on a Monday from 3 to 6. But nobody can come from 3 to 6 because they're at work.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of tricky trying to throw in when can we do these tournaments when it's not too busy with foot traffic in here where they can actually get competitive with it, because I'm super competitive myself.
Love that, man. Excellent.
So, we've been doing Smash Brothers over there, and that's been a big hit. And the first tournament I think we're going to do would be a Smash Brothers 64.
Okay.
And then start with that, and then the winners from that can go on to Melee.
Wow, okay.
Nice. Okay.
But we haven't even unveiled our GameCube yet because we're already, like, all those TVs are taken immediately every night.
Really?
So, yeah, it's a hit. I mean, they come in, they want to go play Star Fox or Mario Kart or Mario Brothers, Mario Party.
And it's just, I think it's because of the fact everything is online now. So many people just play by themselves over the internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there's something about that couch camaraderie.
Yeah, people want to, absolutely. Yeah. You guys remember doing Halo tournaments when you were kids?
Man.
Or not even tournaments, just like doing the local area. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That was so much fun. We used to sit in Harrison Hilliker's house, and he'd be upstairs, and we had this huge cord running downstairs. We'd be like, damn you, Harry!
Exactly.
Parents are like, shut up!
We had a buddy, his aunt owned a condo that she was never at the point.
Yeah.
And we'd go sit up there and have like 16 player ones, man, to stay there all weekend. God.
Exactly.
It was heaven, man.
And so that's definitely was one of the reasons that we opened this, is so that we could have that. This will be that spot. But right now, with the amount of people that we have coming around, like, it's hard to have a tournament night because there's already so many people here.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like we need to space it out so that we can maintain the business properly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like renting it out, too. I mean, we've had Yonkos, Bluebird, all kinds of really cool people. Upland, they want to rent out the space and have their Christmas parties here. But since we've only been open for almost 2 weeks now, we don't know what a proper compensation would be, you know? Like, I can't just close it out to the public because that's a jerk move.
Well, and you just opened it.
And we just
opened
it. Yeah, exactly. It's like closed, sorry.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
exactly.
So it's challenging right
now. Spoiler alert, we are closed on Christmas Day.
Well.
That's fair.
But
that's
Christmas fair. Eve will be open 5 to 10.
Very nice.
Yeah,
very
I figured, nice. I mean, if I was not the owner of this place, I would totally want to come here with my family and show them how to play Tapper.
I love it, man.
Very nice. I've got one more question. So you casually mentioned your board game selection over here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a huge board game fan in addition to video games.
What's your favorite board game? Or now, is there anything you're playing that's awesome?
I just got into the Game of Thrones card game, living card game.
Yeah.
And me and my wife are like digging the shit out of that. Like, it's been a lot of fun. But I don't know, just for posterity's sake, like, Catan's pretty perfect.
Catan's
like, it's just
amazing.
A well balanced
game. I would love
game.
To do a Settlers of Catan night in here. And that will happen as well.
Yeah. But as soon as I see it advertised, I'll be there.
I don't know. I don't know how to. All right, so what nights do you all want to come? You know.
I think you'll have a lot easier time with board gamers than video gamers getting them out. Because,
especially on like a weekday,
I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're so starved for people to play with. Because at least video games you have online and stuff. Yeah. Board games you don't.
It's kind of like trying to find four people to play Euchre.
Euchre tournaments is another thing we want to do in here.
Yeah.
Like, we want to play Euchre, but
I love it, man.
We need two other people.
The card game of Indiana, I've been told.
It is.
Yeah. I'm tired of teaching my friends how to play and then just winning. It's not fun. You know, you need like, I want people to kick our butts and we can get better.
Yeah.
I still don't know. It still confuses me. I'll need a better teacher, maybe. But
than your
it's
wife?
Such a fun game.
Yeah, my wife's not a good teacher. I don't think she fully understands Euchre. She just acts like she does.
Have you played Battle for Hogwarts?
No, I have not.
Fantastic card game. Deck building game. It starts off with the first book.
Yeah,
it is. It starts off with the first book, and then it continues on through the seventh. So you have to beat the bad guys from the first one, and then your powers get a little stronger as you keep going.
Nice. Yeah. Is it so? It's a like a co-op game. You're working with people to fight the villain, like legendary.
Yep.
Max, the goal is just four don't men to
let the bad guys take over the castle or whatever the point is in that movie or book.
Perfect. Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
But they get progressively harder. Our friends Jimmy and Tori turned us on to it, and we've only played up till the fourth book, but they said that the seventh book is like nearly impossible.
Yeah, which I love.
So it's super.
Yeah.
It's
so yeah, we want to get board game nights in here as well. That's another thing that it's like, how do we do that and let them be comfortable playing their board games while there's a bunch of people walking around trying out the games?
Yeah,
I feel like if we wait for a couple months, we'll have a better idea of what nights will work.
Yeah, and you get your more reliable people, and they'll be more comfortable with it too. They'll get to know you guys, know what is ready to go.
So. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, for Christmas, we'll be unveiling new board games as well.
Nice. Okay.
Ryan's
so that's
the
party
the
22nd.
Yep.
Okay.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow.
7 o'clock. Mm-hmm.
If you're hearing the podcast, that's tonight. Please go out and support the bar.
Especially people in Bloomington.
Yep.
Well, I mean, I know. I wish nothing but the absolute best for this place.
Thank you.
I've wanted one of these for a long time. I'm super stoked that it's here now.
It's fun.
I think Ryan and I will probably be spending a lot of time here in the future.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll be really awesome.
Nice. We'll get to know you better.
Yeah. And it's good to just know you guys.
For better or worse.
Yeah. Yeah. It's probably for way worse. Cause
this guy likes Kiss.
Yeah.
Man. You have to hang
I don't have any issue with Kiss.
He does have to hang out with me, though, and that's way worse for him. But no, you know, I think you guys got a fucking great thing here. I really like. It was great talking to you just to get, you know, the actual reasons behind it, and I like that too. You got it unlocked, man.
Thanks.
And it's coming from a place of authenticity and earnestness, as opposed to just barcades are popular. Let's do that. Going into this interview, I thought it could go that way, but you can tell, like talking to you guys, you have a general love of this stuff. So
this is a dream job.
It is.
When I was a little kid, I always thought, like, how can I become a video game tester? Like,
I always wanted to do too, and now I am.
How can I play video games for a living?
It's
and
awesome.
Now it's like, that's what I'm doing.
Reality.
And it's awesome.
And also hanging out in a bar.
Yeah. Which, I've been doing that for a
drinking
long
school.
Time. Since I was 17.
Yeah. That's
no,
a little bit
much
different.
Longer than that. You
and I was cleaning this bar or the bid when I was 12.
You were cleaning the hoop shot when you were like 5 and could still crawl in there.
Yeah, I used to. Yeah. Yeah, I've always been one to take care of my stuff.
Well, you know, thank you guys for letting us come in and talk to you guys.
Sure.
And, you know, maybe we'll check back with you sometime in the near future when things get a little more established too.
Exactly.
That'd be awesome. But again, I'm Kyle.
I'm Ryan.
And
Jeremy.
Chelsea.
And this has been the Experience Grind Podcast. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Later, guys.
Thank you so much for listening to our episode. We really hope you enjoyed it. If you did enjoy it, you can check us out at experiencegrind.com or find us over at facebook.com/experiencegrind.
Watch me play games on twitch.tv/experiencegrind.
We really like money. We really like money. We really like money. You should give us your money.
Find us on Patreon. Just search for Experience Grind Podcast.
Email us at experiencegrindpodcast@gmail.com.
It's current year.
Follow us
if you like butt stuff.